mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, and of course, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you so much for joining me today. The toll-free number to get involved on air is 1-800-259-9231. I really do want to get into rule change. Let CIA freely send suspects abroad to jails for torture. That out of the New York Times. This is after federal courts have said you can't ship citizens off without due process and torture them. Can't torture people, period. But Alberto Gonzalez and Michael Chertoff, they say that, hey, the president's above the law. He is the law. Literally, it's the law of kings. And then we have other headlines like up to 200 Al-Qaeda terrorists in Britain. Bush sets ball rolling for overseas torture. Sydney Morning Herald. Just so much more. I want to talk about fake media, fake reporters. And this whole global crime syndicate as well. Obviously, callers are calling in who've had a chance via PrisonPlanet.tv to see my new film, Martial Law. We're getting reviews of that. And we're talking about popular mechanics, popular propaganda, turning up the heat with their hit piece with the Homeland Security Chief's first cousin, Benjamin Chertoff, going on Coast to Coast AM and savaging myself and others, and then challenging me to call in when there was no way I could call in. I wasn't listening. I was asleep, finishing the film, going to bed early at like 9 o'clock at night. Just incredible. So we're taking your calls. Let's go right back to them. Let's talk to Keith in Michigan. Keith, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
All right. What I need to say is that the British Empire, they have their Hegelian, Fabian, Communitarian monopoly game. And what they need is they need the American people to revolt for the American government to collapse for their game to work.
No, I've said it's part of a larger plan to let 9/11 come out in a controlled fashion,
yes,
and let the whole world learn about 9/11 and then act like we did it. That's why I expose the fact that it's Europe controlling our government, using us as the bad cop, while they play the part of the good cop.
Absolutely. And I'd like to know if I can rent a movie theater and show your movie publicly.
Well, I can't just give rights up to that on the air for people to charge, but on a on a case-by-case basis, you can arrange that with us if it's not-for-profit.
Okay. For a church or for schools?
You
or
can show it at all the churches and all the schools you want. You can show it at the library. You can show it at the city hall if you want. I just don't want people charging for it.
Oh, there would be no way. This would be absolutely free.
Sure. Go ahead. Show it.
Awesome. And just need to let people know that, hey, even if you're in jail, you're still on the monopoly board. You know, they can take you away. They can put you in jail. You get out of jail, hey, you're going to have to do something. I hope they didn't get your trigger finger when you cut it off.
No. No, these folks needed help. I was out fishing, and there were these Arabs out on a barge and didn't know how to. They couldn't get it to start, and the waves were pretty big. So I couldn't tie my boat up to them, and I said, all right, I'll help you. And I jumped in the water and swam over, sort of climbing up the side, slipped, and my hand got caught in between the door panel. You know, it's that sheet metal.
Oh, yeah.
And you know that sharp sheet metal that has a decoration on the side? And it was basically like sticking your finger in a shear, and it just pulled all the meat and cracked the bone right off of it.
Well, let's hope that God blesses you and puts some nerves back together for you.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Most of the feeling actually came back in my finger. One side of it is still numb. It's kind of neat. You can't feel it. All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back, and quickly, I really need to go quickly here. We're going to go to Frank, Charles, Leslie, and others, 1-800-259-9231. Then I'm going to plunge back into all the international and national news as well, including what's happening with the dollar and what Warren Buffett's up to, traitor that he is. Arnold controller that he is. It's all coming up after this quick break. Stay with us.
Alex.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, we'll get into the economy, what's happening with the upcoming war with Syria and Iran. I want to get into the latest repercussions from the Popular Mechanics hit piece orchestrated by the family of the Homeland Security Director, Michael Chertoff, by Benjamin Chertoff, the head editor over this exercise in lies and propaganda. But before we do that, let's blitz through some more of your calls. Let's talk to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, good afternoon. I did listen to over half of the interview Saturday evening, probably 60 to 70%. And this Chertoff fella supposedly was countering all the evidence that has been put forth over the last 3.5 years. I mean, a small library of evidence with expert analysis. But I can assure you the part that I heard, I mean, this wasn't even expert counter analysis. This was subjective. That didn't happen. This didn't happen. Building number 7 just burned down. And he admitted, for instance, like, yeah, it would have taken months, if not years, to plan a planned explosion to bring down a building, but it just burned down by fire.
Well, here's the thing. I sent to him and his editor, I said, here are the video clips, and I said, did you get them of Silverstein saying they blew it up? He says, yeah, I'm not talking about that. And I said, well, here's the firefighters telling reporters get back, Associated Press, they're going to pull it. Do you want that? No. What about public officials being warned not to fly? No, we're not going there. What about CIA insider trading, Times of London, Associated Press, even Fox News? No. All over and over and over. What about Buzzy Krongard saying, don't worry about bin Laden, we don't want to capture him? What about bin Laden being CIA, MSNBC? No, don't want it. What about Associated Press, NORAD running grills that morning? No, don't want to talk about it. What about USA Today saying that the F-16s were launched and surrounded it in 18 minutes?
Well,
no, it doesn't matter to them. They just made all this stuff up.
I'm telling you, Alex, this guy here was the worst guy they could have sent to counter it. I mean, his explanations, frankly, sounded juvenile. It was almost embarrassing.
Well, here's the deal. Again, I have been interviewed by USA Today 5 times, Washington Post, New York Times, Chicago Tribune. I mean, folks, hundreds of times, hundreds of TV shows, all of it. I've never thought it was fake. I thought, when I talked to Chertoff and his other writer, it was so bad, I thought it was fake. I called Popular Mechanics. I said, does this person work for you? I mean, I talked about this months ago, remember?
Yeah.
I said, is this real? They said, oh, yes, sir, it's real.
No, let me tell you, they sounded, it came to, you know, from listening to it for a while, I said, look, this sounds to me like totally this guy's part of the organization. He's an apologist for him, and he's going to muddle the waters by saying about the most I ever got out of him was the expert said, no names really, nobody countering the evidence in a scientific fashion. For instance, one informed caller asked him about the approximate 16-foot hole in the Pentagon where allegedly this big passenger airline hit. And you know what his answer was for this? He came back and he said, well, you know, this is one of the tires that was an exit point. I said, well, you're not answering the question at all. You're telling me that what if the tire hit one of the walls and bounced through, I think it's 4 foot reinforced concrete.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. And then it went through and then bounced back out.
Yeah, and not only that.
Let me ask you a question, because I listened to a little bit of it this morning. Didn't have it, you know, because I just got home last night. I've gotten probably 50 emails and a bunch of calls from friends who recited the same story. But did he indeed go basically nanny nanny boo boo? Alex won't call in, he's afraid.
He mentioned a couple of names. To be honest with you, I don't think he ever really was vindictive about anybody because he couldn't. I don't think he.
But you didn't listen to the whole thing. I heard that very late in the interview. He's like, well, Alex hasn't called in to defend himself.
Well, I never heard that part of it, but I mean, he just explained away the building number 7. By saying that, well, he admitted it would take months, if not even years, to plan a planned explosion, but the building just burned.
Did anybody raise the Madrid fire to him?
I heard early on that a very informed lady called in and mentioned that the building had burned for 24 hours.
Actually, 2 days.
But he wasn't on there. It was just Art Bell was on.
We're talking 100-foot white flames shooting out. And a few, you know, little bitty ceiling supports, a little inch around aluminum that, you know, supported some of that. Some of the sheetrock fell in, not one of the support columns.
Well, the thing about it is, no one asked him about the firefighters who said during that morning they heard explosions going off in the building. Now, this is something that they
said. No one, I've got, in my new film, I've got the firefighters on tape that the feds first claimed had malfunctioned. Then they declared national security on it, but then the firefighters went ahead and released it to the New York Daily News of them going, the fires are almost out, 2 small fires.
Now, on the tape that I saw many tapes. Yours were the best by far, but there were many good tapes. But at the Pentagon building, the only wheel that they showed from an airplane, they showed the wheel. It was the same wheel from a Global Skyhawk, I think, a manless.
It's a very small wheel.
It's a very small wheel. It was identical same wheel that they
found.
No.
Their own photo of a wheel looks like a Thunder Chief wheel. Thanks for the call.
Okay, Alex.
Seriously, folks, again, I can't do justice to this until later. I want to spend a few minutes on it and try to go over it. But, I mean, there's blaring things in this. There's blaring examples that we'll get to later. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, my friend.
By the way, I got the guy Carl Swatt's book. Somebody sent it to me. But anyway, I want to tell people about the tapes again. I know you probably get tired of me hearing it, but they can make a difference in the community. All they have to do is get the tape and just show it to neighbors. Have people over for sandwiches and coffee. And that alone, it'll double our audience. It'll double the information out. They can't argue with the tapes.
Now,
they,
Charles, how many copies of my video have you made?
Well, I made over 5,000.
Now, what was it like when you were first giving my videos to people? What response did you get years ago versus now?
I got a rash, you know, by the police, and when I first started this, and, you know, people didn't want to talk to me. Now, I walk into a sandwich shop, and everybody that works there knows senior tape. I don't feel alone no more. They come out and start talking about, telling me things that I don't know. The police, I go to the donut shop, I have coffee with the, they say, come on, sit over here, Charles, come on, sit over here. And I had policemen take money out of their pocket and give me money to buy extra blanks and give them a copy and to keep the rest of the extra blanks. I walk into the grocery store and people know me and they shake my hand and say, thank you for the tape. I made a copy and I gave it to my mother or my brother. People can make a difference. All they have to do is get off their hindsight and do it. But they must do it. If we do this alone, we could take this country back through the information of the tapes. And that's why I keep calling in. In my community, I feel pretty good. I don't walk alone. You know what I mean?
Now, you've called before.
Yes, sir.
You call every few months, and it's even been in local newspapers, and, you know, your actions have had a big effect. You've described before a total shift where, you've described the cops buying you coffee. I mean, describe the shift you've seen in your community.
Well, people, they some of them can't listen to the radio call, but they ask me about what happened today on the radio. People have got shortwave radios now. I went the other day to buy two with another guy. People ask me about the new tape that's coming out. They just heard about it. I said I didn't get a copy yet. They said, "Will you get a copy? Please let me know." I tell them to order it. I tell them to listen to your program. People know of you. They know of the program. They know when they don't even look at television, half of them, no more, the news. I mean, it's a big shift. It's a big shift. And everybody can do this in the community just with a few tapes. And if they don't do it, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? But if they do it, we could take back this country just with these tapes. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. I've been excited about it. I really enjoy it. This is my thing. And they could do the same thing. Every listener here can get a copy, make a couple of tapes, or just show the copies to their neighbor. And believe me, they won't be alone.
Well, the film's being printed up right now, and we should be shipping out by the end of the week, so everybody can do your pre-order right now. Charles, thanks for calling. God bless you, my friend. Great job. Leslie in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. In response to the Coast and Coast comments that were made this weekend, this situation reminds me of the infamous words by Thomas Jefferson that happened to be inscribed in the huge letters above our General Assembly building located in Richmond, Virginia. Quote, "Reason and free inquiry are the only effectual agents against error. They are the natural enemies of error and of error only." Alex, I look forward to hearing you again very soon on Coast to Coast again and responding to Popular Mechanics.
Well, again, George Norrie is just a champ. He lets me on all the time. I hope they'll let me on and respond to this. Again, it wasn't George's show. It was Bell's. And Bell is a great broadcaster. He has a right to say what he thinks. He can do what he wants.
I understand that. But
my beef is with the Homeland Security Chief's family member, Benjamin Chertoff.
But, Alex, you're doing great work, and we're making a difference. So this is a great invitation for you to come back on the show.
Well, I hear you. Email them and ask them, and I'll tell you, this shows that, you know, if they've got to dispatch Homeland Security Chief's family to attack me and others, they've got a problem.
Congratulations, Alex. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, you guys are. We wouldn't be having this effect if you weren't taking action. Take care, Leslie.
Thanks.
You bet. James in North Carolina. James, go ahead.
You there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. I heard that show that night, and the guy bumbled and stuttered like he was on cocaine or something. I couldn't get sense out of what he did say.
Well, and I don't know about drugs, but I know that I thought he was fake when I talked to him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it tore me up, and Art just... He's fed out. I mean, why did he give up his show and he just plays around on weekends when he feels like it? I like him, but you know what I'm saying.
I understand. Anything else, James?
That'll do it, and I appreciate you taking my time. I'm on your side.
God bless you. We'll be back with more calls.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. To the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fight.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You are the front lines, the shock troops in the battle for humanity. You can never stop. You've got to intensify your efforts. If we work hard enough, we may be able to stop the New World Order from carrying out larger terror attacks. If they calculate that the people will not buy the storyline they give us after another attack, they may not carry out another attack, at least for now. if they think we'll buy their story and cuddle up to the killers as the saviors, they will assuredly do it. Yeah, there was no mention in the Popular Mechanics article about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks. Oh, no. Shoddily done, my friends, and we'll talk about it coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, a couple callers back, I have to pull one of my quotations from Thomas Jefferson. Truth can stand by itself. It is error alone which needs the support of government. And, you know, I woke up for the second hour of the Sure Talk show when they started taking callers. They only took, I don't know, four or five callers, and they were mostly all lame. It wasn't until last night when the wee hours when I woke up for that one, too, there was actually a reasonable objection caller. And what was really disgusting that first night was that woman who called in. I'm sick of hearing Alex Jones. Well, she never listened to you because she cast you and Chertoff. Didn't counter this at all. He claims apparently he listens to quite a bit. Apparently he's really tuned into Alex. I don't know if you missed all that part. But
well, I'm glad the Homeland Security Chief's blood is listening.
Well, neither he nor Art Bell, who should have known better, sought to counter this disgusting woman who had you cast as an anti-Semite when you never had so much of the veiled anti-Semitism and have panned anti-Semitism that would come across your show. So she invented that out of whole cloth.
So what did she say?
Oh, she just said, well, you're anti-Semitic. Now, does she mean to imply by that that the Illuminati agenda is a Semitic proposition?
Well, that's a good point. The people that, quote, counter that and try to, you know, it's like when I covered the Odigo story out of MSNBC, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, which is in my new film. Is the Jerusalem Post anti-Semitic? Is Haaretz anti-Semitic? I mean, Odigo admits they got a warning and they told their employees in the buildings 4 hours before, get out of them.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean Israel did the attacks.
Yeah, and a couple more holes from Chertoff mentioned, I don't know how much value a particular single frame of a still video is. He implied that, well, they're not high shutter speeds just because they on the surveillance videos, you know, where they can put shove one tape in a week and have 24-hour coverage. You know, they released that. That was maybe one of the very few clips of anything that the government's ever released. And
well, let me just stop you there before we go any further. So this woman calls in, and she says, I'm an anti-Semite, and
you,
nobody...
You per se. That was...
I mean, give me the quote.
Well, I don't have it verbatim, but she directly cast you personally as being anti-Semitic. Well, that's a whopper. She never listened to you, or if she did, she just invented that out of whole cloth. And, yeah, anyway, so Chertoff is on about this single still from the government video, Pentagon perhaps, and while that's not very high shutter speed, it's only 10 frames per second. Well, that displays at least technological ignorance because that is the same on those VCRs, the surveillance VCRs, that is the same shutter or frame speed, rather, as if they did the full 72 or whatever frames per second. So that's an invalid criticism, and he never really answered why that's virtually the only thing that the government's ever released, when if they have, you know, they got at least 10 or more.
The Pentagon is the most surveilled airspace. It's admitted. The FBI went.
Well,
Hold on a second. Went to the hotels and gas stations and took the surveillance camera tapes that showed the Pentagon. Why? Why?
Yeah, and you know they got videos rolling. They got at least 10 video cameras rolling around that Pentagon around the clock.
Well, look, it's the same thing. Roger, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for the call. Really good points. It's the same thing with Oklahoma City. They have 12 surveillance camera tapes. FBI agents have gone public in the LA Times and said it shows McVeigh with an Arab. And the guy, we talked to police who've seen those tapes. They raided a reporter in Indiana a few years ago who'd been given the tape by the FBI. And didn't deny that it didn't show John Doe number 2. Why do they do that? Because those Iraqis were U.S. government agents. Just like the supposed hijackers were government agents taking part in a drill. It's real simple, folks. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more calls and more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, coming up, we'll continue with your calls. I got some news I do want to get to. It's very important. First, I'm going to spend a few minutes on Mr. Chertoff, the minion of Homeland Security Chief, his family, Michael Chertoff. It's now being reported by respected publications. I do want to spend a few minutes on this first, and then we have Christopher Bolin, American Free Press, one of the outfits breaking this, coming on in the next hour. We'll continue with your phone calls as well then. Before I get into Chertoff, just briefly, and again, I'd like a transcript to be made of this, and then as an addendum to it, for those that do transcripts for us, the great listeners, we'll post the audio of this tomorrow. I'd like to have the Christopher Bolin interview or whatever you see fit tagged onto it. And I'm also going to write a rebuttal to it. It's something I should have done weeks ago, but I was busy finishing Martial Law, my new film. Talking about martial law, it is my crowning achievement. It is my best work. It is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. It is really three films in one, where we're threatened to be arrested by the police multiple times daily in New York, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, other reporters being arrested, secret police taking photos of us. That's the first 30 minutes of the film, and it's dynamic. We have communists threatened to, you know, say that they wish we were dead and want to kill us, and you know, showing what provocateurs they are. That's in the first 30 minutes. Then we spend an hour on 9/11. I mean, the latest, most powerful info, just A to Z. Rapid fire, interspersed with ground zero action and witnesses saying they were warned not to go into work. It's just incredible. Then we look in the last hour at the mindset, at the driving philosophy, the ideologies of the globalists. And we prove from their own statements, their own books, their own, all of it, that it is really a Luciferian cult that has created Skull and Bones and the Bohemian Grove, and that Arnold is one of their minions, and they're preparing him for the throne here in America. It gets into the Bushes and the Nazis, and it just paints the picture. We confront David Gergen, that's how the third act starts, where he doesn't deny the rituals and doesn't deny being an enemy. He starts using basic profanity at me and getting in my face. That's how Act 3 starts. Look, you've got to see it to believe it. It is so powerful. I'm really proud of this work. And I poured my heart and soul out making it. So please get Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. It's 2 hours, 35 minutes long. We're mass producing it right now. We'll be shipping it out by the end of the week, Monday the latest. Call now and order 1-888-253-3139. Bunch of other great videos, bunch of other great specials as well. When you call, just ask about those. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where since last Thursday, all three parts are now posted, all 2.5+ hours, in three parts there, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Takes about 1.5 minutes to sign up, get your own personal passcode that you create. And frankly, I don't care if you share your passcode with a few family members. Don't give it to too many people or I can't afford the bandwidth. But you can share that with some coworkers or others if you like. I just want the film to be seen. Monthly and yearly subscriptions available, PrisonPlanet.tv. Now is the time to take action. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv. Or 888-253-3139. All right, let me try to calmly and succinctly go over Benjamin Chertoff. In late November of 2004, my wife handed me a stack of media that I had to contact, and in amongst it was Popular Mechanics doing a piece on popular 9/11 quote theory. So I call and I talk to Benjamin Chertoff, who we've now learned is a close family member of the Homeland Security Director, according to press reports. And I talked to him, and I talked to others, and I thought it was a fake interview. I've never thought an interview wasn't real. Of the hundreds of newspaper, TV interviews, the thousands of radio interviews I've done, I've never thought that a reporter was fake. I mean, people from school newspapers sound more credible and serious, and I've done dozens of those. USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times. These are normally focused, serious people, even of their adversaries. I thought that the interview wasn't real. It was so shoddy. So I called Popular Mechanics and I said, is this real? One of the chief editors called back and said, yes, it's indeed real. And they swore to me, this is not a hit piece. We're just looking at the popular theories. Then the headline on the magazine, 9/11 lies, you know, debunking. And it's conclusive, folks, they say. And so this is what they engaged in. So I talked to Chertoff and others. And on every point they'd raised to me, I'd email them mainstream news articles, documents, Larry Silverstein saying that they blew up WTC-7. Suddenly they wouldn't want to talk about that. They'd move on to something else. He would raise an article written by somebody else that I'd posted. and say, well, we called these seismologists, and they say they were interviewed by you. And I go, well, it's clear the article was written by somebody else. Did you ask if they were interviewed by this person? No, I didn't. Well, are you going to? Well, let's talk about something else. So a lot of stuff they were going to put in there got dropped because I told their chief editor, I said, look, I could tell this is a hit piece, and you're trying to libel me, and you better watch yourself. So a whole bunch of stuff they were going to do wasn't in there about me because I could see what they were doing. And by the end of it, I just said, I talked to them four or five times. I said, I know this is a hit piece, and I know what's going on. Well, it sure enough was. And there are just so many facets to it. I mean, some of the things they debunked, I agree, is not provable. So, number one, they build a straw man. Of the 16 points, four or five of them are questionable. Okay? So you build a straw man. I mean, you could find somebody on the internet saying space aliens carried out 9/11 or the planes were holograms. I don't believe that. You could find people that think space aliens killed Kennedy. No, the government did. And the media likes to do a point at people that think space aliens killed Kennedy. And then, okay, see, if you think somebody else killed Kennedy, you think it's space aliens. So that's basically the straw man argument. They did that. But a bunch of the points, like Building 7, no mention of Silverstein, no mention of the firefighters telling reporters, get back, we're going to pull it. That's Associated Press. There's none of that. But one of the really sterling examples from the piece that I pray none of you buy, it's online, you can read it there. Please don't spend your money. And if you have a subscription to them, don't be lazy, call and cancel it. They deserve to have people boycott them. Of course, Hearst is always, I mean, it is the, when you go to college, they teach you in journalism school. I mean, Hearst is the name in yellow journalism. Hearst wrote the book on it, okay? I mean, they have, you know, Rosebud, Citizen Kane. I mean, you talk about politics and manipulation and influence peddling. Hearst is the name. It's as dirty as it gets. And I hadn't paid attention to Hearst, you know, in modern history, and I guess they still behave in the same fashion. But, I mean, just go take a college class in journalism. First thing you'll learn about is Hearst. And, you know, the De Gaulle estate and the rest of it. But, so, that's wrong. The De Gaulle estate's in Dallas. I've been there. The big, famous, beautiful place in California. It doesn't matter. It's a big castle, but very occultic, too. You ought to go there. But, that's a side issue. So, I mean, there's just so many facets to this. So when we put a transcript up, let's just take these babbling ramblings out. I just, when I try to look at this spectrum of propaganda, it's so hard to know where to start. But one of the biggest smoking guns of disinfo in the article is no stand-down order. Claim no fighter jets were scrambled from any of the 28 Air Force bases within close range of the four hijacked flights on September 11th. Andrews had two squadrons of fighter jets with the job of protecting the skies over Washington, D.C., says the website emperorsclothes.com. They failed to do their job. There is only one explanation for this, writes Mark R. Ellis of standdown.net. Our Air Force was ordered to stand down on 9/11. Fact. Now they're going to tell you fact. It's like Rumsfeld telling you fact on Face the Nation. I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. It's an urban legend. Well, just because you say that's a fact, Rumsfeld, we all know it's a lie. Because we have you on video. On 9/11, there were only 14 fighter jets on alert in the continuous 48 states. Yeah, because they were all part of the giant drill, which is Associated Press reported. No computer network or alarm automated alert the North American Air Defense Command, NORAD, of missing planes. That's not true. Quote, they, civilian air traffic control at ATC, had to pick up the phone and literally dial us, says Major Douglas Martin, public affairs officer for NORAD, Boston Center, one of the 22 Federal Aviation Administration regional ATC facilities, called NORAD's Northeast Air Defense Sector three times. And then it goes on. They go on to say that there's a claim that planes have been scrambled hundreds of times before 9/11. And they say, no, that's not true. In the decade before 9/11, it had only happened one time. This is what the article says. It had only happened one time. One time. Let me say that again. It only happened one time, and that was Payne Stewart, because you all heard about it. Well, the very major that they quote, Major Douglas Martin, and in this transcript we'll find that AP article and post a link to it, he told the Associated Press that they'd over 60 times scrambled them and had them intercepted in the year before September 11th. But again, everybody on the face of this has all heard about the Cessna and a storm that gets off course and goes over a military base or flies into D.C. airspace before 9/11 and F-16s fly up next to it. I've talked to pilots who've had radio problems and F-16s fly up next to them. Everybody knows this, not just Major Douglas Martin, the public affairs officer, saying they've done all these intercepts and all these scrambles. Well, in the Associated Press, we have the public record. Everybody knows this. This is public knowledge. So you have that right there. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to see this happening. And the question is, why do we put up with this? And there's just a bunch of other case point examples of this. And this is how they supposedly debunk everything. Then he gets up on the radio Saturday night, Sunday morning, and tells tens of millions of people that, well, Mr. Jones could call in and defend himself, and an hour later, well, I guess he isn't going to call in and defend himself, because he can't. He can't refute these facts. Just because you say fact, 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 doesn't mean it's a fact. And while I was being interviewed by Mr. Chertoff and other members of the popular propaganda staff, I kept saying, aren't you going to talk about public officials being warned not to fly? And I sent them all those articles. Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, MSNBC, Salman Rushdie, Times of London, CBS News, reporting on John Ashcroft. Are you going to talk about Bush on Cipro, Associated Press, White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer admitted it, the whole staff on Cipro, the cabinet on Cipro, 4 weeks before it showed up in Boca Raton, Florida. Are you going to talk about CIA insider trading? No, no, no. Will you talk about Larry Silverstein saying that he pulled the buildings? I've sent you the video clip. Have you watched it? No, I haven't had time. Will you call Larry Silverstein and ask him? He says he blew it up. No, I don't think so. Or maybe. Then I talked to his editor. I said, I'm sending this to you. Will you call Larry Silverstein? Oh, we're very interested in that. And this isn't a hit piece. No, it's not. We promise. We just want to see what you guys think. So the bottom line is this. People aren't listening to these people anymore. They're not listening. They're not believing it. The population knows, by and large, they may not know all the details, but they know that information is being twisted, it's being spun, it's being fabricated, it's being made up, it's being whitewashed. They know that. Your credibility is at all-time lows. And it's just that simple. Your credibility is gone. And it's now part of the record that the government's been caught thousands and thousands of times lying to us. So is it any surprise now that we have articles like this from Newsmax? Web news grows, papers spiral down. And I watched some TV this weekend when I was on a short vacation. I watched a couple hours of it. Every news show I saw was attacking the new media and talking about how incredible it is and how it's taking over and what are we going to do. And they even tried to use the White House's own male prostitute, madam, as see how incredible the alternative media is. Well, that's not the alternative media. That's one of your boy toys, Lord Bush. That's one of the globalist little minions, one of his influence peddlers, infiltrating the alternative press through a neocon website openly funded by the White House. So they had the nerve on two separate shows I saw. The Daily Show was one and CNN was another, to go on the air and imply because of the Gannon story that, oh, see, that's how incredible the alternative press is. See, they've got, John Stewart used the word man whore. Alternative press has got man whores running it. So you've got your fake reporters out there, and then it's our fault. See, no, no. You're trying to infiltrate the alternative media. Bush has paid tens of millions for fake blogs, $76 million for fake newscasts just for Medicaid, Armstrong Williams. There's dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens. I hear it locally on the radio, people. I hear locally, federally funded Austin Air Force ads. That's a group wanting to get emissions testing on cars. And I've called up before and they go, yeah, it is a paid spot. How'd you know that? Packaged into the local newscast. It's everywhere. All right? Look, I had these people offer me $1 million in the first year, 6 years ago, to go become a neocon. You could be the next Rush Limbaugh. Just stop, you know, talking about black helicopters and the New World Order. Here's the contract. We're going to start you out on 15 juggernaut marquee stations, and if you play ball, after the first year, I was going to get $1 million, you're going to get triple that. And you know what I told them? I said, you can take your offer, and you know what you can do with it.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This atmosphere now in the country where we're learning how many members of the press are paid off and controlled. But there's other forms of control. The globalist editors and controllers can just look at other writings of different reporters out there and pick people that instinctively have the establishment agenda and mindset. That's another form of control. And then on top of that, you have blood. You have these societies. You have this elite, and it's nepotism where they put their own minions into power. And it is being reported that Chertoff's cousin penned Popular Mechanics 911 hit piece. Who is Benjamin Chertoff, the senior researcher at Popular Mechanics, who is behind the article? American Free Press has learned that he is none other than a cousin of Michael Chertoff, the new Secretary of Homeland Security. This means that the Hearst paid Benjamin Chertoff to write an article supporting the seriously flawed explanation that is based on a particularly non-existent investigation of the terror events that directly led to the creation of the massive National Security Department his cousin now heads. This is exactly the kind of journalism one would expect to find in a dictatorship like that of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. Because the manager of public relations for Popular Mechanics didn't respond to repeated calls from American Free Press, I called Benjamin Chertoff, the magazine's senior researcher, that's in quotes, 25-year-old bumbler, directly. Chertoff said he was the senior researcher of the piece. When asked if he was related to Michael Chertoff, he said, "I don't know." Clearly uncomfortable about discussing the matter further, he told me that all questions about the article should be put to his publicist, the one who never answers the phone. Benjamin's mother in New York, however, was much more willing to talk. Asked if Benjamin was related to the new Secretary of Homeland Security, Judy said, "Yes, of course, he is a cousin. Yes, of course he is. Of course he is." And this guy's got the classic M.O. 24 years old, 23 when he was first in Iraq, reporting for the New World Order. Then he comes back and lands the big job at Popular Mechanics. And running around, I mean, regardless, folks, if he is Chertoff's blood and it fits the bill, I mean, this is clear conflict of interest. Very clear. And next hour, I'm giving the phone number out to Popular Mechanics. Be polite. Ask for all their different editors. Ask for Megs and ask for Charity and, or let's use his Russian name, Son of the Devil. And that's what it means, reportedly. And just call them up and just say, "You working for Homeland Security? Need to get the blogs going on this. This is a serious issue. Maybe we're on to something like the Gannon situation with more of these plants. Who knows? But it fits the M.O. I think we're on to something. My nose, my snout is rarely wrong with this evidence here. Smells a big, gigantic, rotten rat under the floorboards. So I suggest we pull the floorboards up and investigate. Though it is rancid and stinky, we have to, as the hound dogs we are, we have to go after our quarry fearlessly, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're good little attack dogs for freedom. And you want to play hardball? We're going to play hardball with you for... I'm launching a five-year campaign. I've decided. Yes, 5 years. 5 years you will routinely be investigated and exposed. Thank you. All right, we're going to start the third hour. And I know it's dangerous to go up against the Homeland Security bloodline. I understand that, but we're going to expose it. We know we're on their radar, so they're attacking us. Might as well defend ourselves. You know, the best defense is a good offense. So that's my comments on that. I want to get a transcript of this upcoming interview as well. I want to thank those that do that. Get that posted. I will write a response the next few days. And we will continue to decipher all this. So when you punch me upside the head, I hit back. You amateur, lightweight, prepare yourself. You want to engage, you're going to get it.